So naturally they would perceive this Jesus from this angle.
那今天我们关心什么？
So what are we concerned about today?
今天我们关心气候变暖，地球的这个危机。
We are concerned about global warming, about the threat to our earth.
你说耶稣基督降生对这件事情是好消息吗？
You say, well, if Jesus, the birth of Jesus, is it good news for climate changes?
在哥本哈根举行的气候的会议刚刚结束，勉强的结束。
The conference in Copenhagen has just concluded.
本来是没有结果的。
Actually, there is no conclusion.
到最后的时候，几个主要的国家坐下来，达至一个不是协议的协议。
But at the end, several countries sat together to come to a decision that is really not a unanimous decision.
我们在这样一个重要的一件事情底下，我们庆祝圣诞节。
Under such an important event, we celebrate Christmas.
到底我们人类接得下来几十年，我们的子孙会面对这样的一个世界一种什么情况？
What is in store for humankind and for our children in the next many years?
这个世界是不是正如中古时代的人以为已经上帝丢弃了，最重要的是到永恒里面去？
Is this what the medieval people perceive that this world is abandoned by God, and into the future?
是不是我们不用去担心，不用去管它，只要信耶稣，我们上了天堂最重要的？
Is it that we don't have to care about our earth now, and it's just important to look forward to heaven in the future?
我想当今天我们好好重新看约翰的时候，事情不是这样。
But when we look carefully at John's gospel today, it is not so.
在我们刚才所读的那十八节的经文里面，
As we read earlier in the 18 verses,
你发现到上帝对物质、对今生、对世界，从来就没有采取一种否定的态度。
God had never taken a negative view of the material world that we live in.
我们今天，我们活在一种对立的那一种错误的那个框架底下。
Today we live in a contrasting world.
那个是源自于这个希腊的那一种的二元的思想。
It begins from the Greeks.
Dualism.
Dualism.
就是属灵的是好的，物质是坏的。
That spirituality is good and material world is bad.
内在才是真的，外在只是形式的。
What is internal is good and what is exterior is just for show.
今天教会也是一样，在这样的一种的错误的神学框架底下。
And this framework also influences the church today.
我们认为礼仪的敬拜是只是外在的，那么内在的那一种灵里面的敬拜才是好的。
We feel that the external appearances of the ceremonies is important, but what is more important is what is internal.
The liturgical style worship is only external expression. Not better than 那种 spiritual 的那种的这个敬拜的表示，但是还能够还同时引用约翰福音第四章来做根据心灵诚实。
And it also using the word of John in chapter 4, talk about the truth.
我想我们要从这里纠正过来，我们要从这里呢重新这个看到神告诉我们真正的一个事实是什么。
I think we have to correct this. We have to see what God intends for us to be the truth.
从一开始说世界是借着上帝的道而造的。
From the beginning, it is John says that the world was created from God's word.
这个物质界，这个被造界，这个我们今天认为是充满罪恶的世界，是上帝造的。约翰斩钉钉地说。
This material world, this world that we think is evil, is actually created from God's word.
是借着上帝的话造的。
From God's word, it was created.
这个话翻译的比较好，道会有一点误解。是上帝借着他的话造这个世界。
It is created from God's word.
而上帝也来到他的世界。
And God has entered into the world He's created.
约翰说，耶稣基督是来到他自己的地方。
John says that Jesus Christ had entered into his own place.
约翰没有说耶稣是来到魔鬼所掌管的地方。
John did not say that Jesus Christ came into a world that Satan had control over.
我们教会常以为世界已经给魔鬼霸占了，已经成为魔鬼的殖民地了。
We often think that the world has been that is controlled by Satan totally.
世界还是是上帝的。
But the world actually still belongs to God.
而耶稣基督还成了肉身。 就是物质的。
And Jesus Christ had become flesh, that is material person.
这个是物质的，并不代表是一个败坏的，反而是上帝表达他自己所采取的那个形式。
But being flesh does not mean that it is something that is decaying and will be destroyed. It is God's choice to make Jesus become flesh.
而最后在18节甚至说那一个不能够看见我们无法看见的上帝竟然呢是借着物质肉身去表达的。
And in verse 18, it tells us that the God that whom we can't see has expressed himself in human form.
物质不是注定是败坏的。
And a material, tangible form is not something that is decaying and destructive.
在希伯来人的思想信仰里面, 物质不是邪恶。
In the minds of the Hebrews, this is material is not equated to destruction.
那是在希腊的那种二元对立里面的那种才。
But it is only in the Greek dualism that this is perceived as such.
一个能够用物质来表达是我们的上帝。
Being able to use the material to express himself is our God.
今天我们听到这个好消息。
Today we hear the good news.
重新提醒我们，我们要重新调整我们如何对待物质。
Reminding us once again how we face a material world.
我们的问题不是我们太物质化。
The problem with us is not that we are too materialistic.
所以我们今天要走向灵性化。
And today we tend to walk towards spirituality.
我们看到西方现在盲目追求东方的那种神秘的那种宗教。
We see the Westerners pursuing the spirituality of Asians.
以为那个才是能够救他们，才能够改变他们。
Thinking that that is what will rescue them and save them.
我的看法却不认为是如此。
But this is not my view.
我觉得我们的问题不是太物质化。
I don't feel that our problem is that we are too materialistic.
我们的问题是我们没有一个健康正确的物质的价值观。
But it's that we don't have a healthy perception of our material world.
因为物质在上帝的眼中不是邪恶的。
Because in God's eyes, the material world is not evil.
我们今天都说 我们吃太多的快餐，所以使到呢我们不健康，我们发胖。
We say today, well, we have too much fast food, and that is why we put on weight and we are obese.
所以呢，这个快餐呢是很糟糕的食物。
So fast food is actually, it's terrible for health.
我想对于这个非洲跟印度那些饥饿的这些孩童来说。
But to the starving children in Africa and in India,
如果我们每天能够给他一个汉堡包，
If we are to give them one hamburger a day,
一天一个就好，
Just one a day.
我相信他们能够长得很健康。
I'm sure they will become very healthy.
是我们这些过多的，是我们这些过剩的物质，才成为我们的这个伤害。
It is our excessive consumption of these, that actually hurts our health.
所以我们的问题是因为我们过多。
So our problem is our excessiveness.
而我们之所以会过多，是因为我们不懂得怎么样处理物质。
And our excessiveness arises because we don't know how to handle our material things.
我们对物质没有一个健康平衡的一个态度，一个心态。
We don't have a healthy and balanced value of our material world.
今天这些发达国家在哥本哈根为什么要坐下来开会？
Why is it that these rich nations have to sit down in Copenhagen to have a summit?
而那一些贫困跟发展的国家也不得不坐下来跟他们开会。
And the poor countries and the developing countries have no choice but to also sit down.
我们今天为什么会面对这个气候、这个地球、这个问题、这个危机？
Why is it that today we face problems with the weather, the climate?
其实也不过刚刚100年前以前的事。
And it's only in the last recent 100 years.
在这个19世纪西方经过了工业革命之后，
In the 19th century after the Industrial Revolution in the West,
西方大量的这个掌控跟发展这个物质。
The West controlled and developed the material things into production.
再加上这个科技的这个进展。
And with technological advances,
我们发现到说，我们能够为所欲为，能够生产各种各样的这个物质产品。
We discovered that we, at our whim, we could produce anything.
而是这样的一种的过程里面造成的污染，造成的过多，造成的这个破坏。
And through this process of excessiveness resulted in pollution and destruction.
经过了100多年，我们知道事情严重。
After more than 100 years, we realize how wrong we were.
但是这些发达国家已经发达过了。
But these industrialized nations have already accumulated their wealth.
但是还有好多国家还没有，还在贫困，甚至比较日子过好一点。
But there are many countries which are still backward and still poor.
因此呢，就造成谈不妥了。
And so that they could not meet.
我们能不能够重新好好的看待物质
？Can we once again look at our material world in the right perspective?
在我们接下来的日子里面。
In our days ahead.
在我们的下一代，在我们的孙子里面
，and for our future generations and our children，
他们是没有办法脱离物质的。
They cannot leave the material world。
我们没有办法走回头路的。
There's no turning back。
我们也不是采取那种敌对物质的态度。
And we do not take an attitude of anti-materialistic。
而认为只有空才是好的，才是进化的，才是这个灵性高涨的。
Saying that emptiness, only emptiness will lift us to a higher plane.
才能够叫我们的心灵呢更加的这个洁净，更加的这个正常。
And that our spiritual world will come to a normalization.
我们的福音，我们的信仰是讲有的，不是讲空的。
Our gospel teaches us about the existence and not about emptiness.
我觉得我们要对有重新好好的这个认识。
I think we have to have a new understanding of our material world.
我们对有是持肯定的，因为它是上帝带来的。
We know that this material world was brought about by God.
我们不能够因为今天我们对这个拥有、对有错误的这个处理的不当，而我们去否定它。
We should not think about our possessions because we don't manage it well. That it is evil.
然后我们来这个。批判这个有，批判这个物质，然后我们走向那种无，那种心灵的那种的这个，才以为能够救我们自己。
And to condemn our possessions and our material world because we do not handle it well and move towards emptiness and non-possession.
如果上帝跟我们的想法也是一样的话
，If God were to think in the same terms as us,
道不会成肉身。
The word would not become flesh.
上帝也不会来到这个世界。
And God would not come into our world.
上帝会想一个很特别的办法带我们离开这个世界。
God would think of a very unique plan to bring man away from this world.
但是今天福音是告诉我们说，上帝竟然也成为人。
But today the gospel tells us that the word has God has become flesh.
上帝也以物质的方式来到我们的当中，表达他自己。
In a tangible human form, God has expressed himself to us.
他还说是来到他自己的地方。
And to come into his own place.
我想我们的问题是在这里。
I think our problem is here.
我们的问题不是太多的物质。
Our problem is not too much material possession.
是我们不懂得处理物质。
It is that we do not how to manage it well.
而我们不懂得处理物质，一个更根本的问题。
And it boils down to this.
是因为我们不知道我们生命有一种生命的关系。
It's that we do not know that our life has a very intimate relationship.
原来这个物质界不是本身自我存在的。
Actually, this material world, that actually this material world does not exist by solely for itself.
它是属于上帝。
It exists for, it belongs to God.
它来自于上帝。
It comes from God.
它也是因着为着我们而来。
And it comes for us.
当我们回归这个关系之后
，When we return to such a relationship,
我们对物质就有整个不一样的感受，不一样的看法。
We have a new perception, new view of our material world.
物质不再是只是单单它自己。
It does not exist solely by for itself.
那是上帝赐给我们。
It was given to us by God.
既然是上帝赐给我们，我们会用尊贵、尊重跟珍惜的态度去使用。
And we should manage our material possession carefully and with respect.
用感恩、用尊重跟用圣洁的心处理物质。
With thanksgiving and respect, and managing it with a mind towards God.
今天我们要带着这样的一个心，带着一个这样的一个关系，重新回到世界里。
Today we must carry this point of view to enter, to re-enter the world.
我们做工程师，我们做律师，我们做医生，我们做各种的专业。
Whether whichever profession we are in, whether we're lawyers, engineers, or doctors.
我们全部都在处理物质。
We are managing material things all the time.
但是我们必须用一个神圣的心，用一个敬虔的心来处理，来对待。
With a holy mind, with a pious mind,
物质才不会在我们的手中滥用，跟随便的这个当作理所当然。
Our possessions will not become evil, will not be poorly utilized.
我相信我们看到一些很好的这个习惯。
We see some very good habits.
我们不因为说我们有机会拿，我们就拿了很多。
We do not think that if there are opportunities to take something that we'll grab hold of it.
也不因为我们付了钱了，所以我们尽量拿我们能够拿的。
And not just because we have paid for something that we'll take as much as we can.
当我们吃自由餐的时候
，When we go for a buffet meal,
我们只拿我们吃得完的。
We take whatever we can consume.
还是因为说我既然已经付了23块钱，再加上18仙的这个 plus， 我就尽量拿。
Or is it just because we have paid $23 with taxes that we'll consume as much as we can?
而到最后吃不完还是丢掉。
And later when we cannot finish, the excesses are leftovers are thrown.
而这样的一种浪费，其实就是在消耗一种不必要的这种能源。
And this wastage results in a lot of wastage in the world.
我们重新要用一个敬虔的一个态度去拥有跟消耗这些物质。
And we have to think about our possessions and how we use our possessions in a godly manner.
我们用感恩，我们用珍惜。
We have thanksgiving, treasuring everything that's given us.
我相信我们对地球能够有一个起作一个很积极的这个贡献。
I think we can have a positive contribution to the whole world.
不需要的这个电我们把它关掉。
We do not have to waste when we are not using electricity.
更好的这一个这个房子，我们花更多的心思做更好的这个设计。
We have better designs for our homes.
我们之所以这样做很简单。
Why we are doing this is simple.
因为这是上帝给的。
Because this was given by God.
我们要用尊重的态度去消费，去使用物质。
We have to have a respectful attitude towards how we utilize these possessions.
上帝没有轻看物质。
God has never despised the material world.
上帝没有轻看我们这个肉身。
He does not despise our flesh and human form.
上帝也没有轻看我们短暂的一生。
And he has never despised our transient presence on earth.
因为他自己也成为这一部分。
Because he was part of this before.
他还来把这一部分重新调整过来。
And he has readjusted all this.
他用一个更美更好的方式把这个物质，把这个短暂活的就更加的精彩。
He has used a different way, a better way to show how to live.
他还是用物质把它活出来。
And to use the material world to live it out.
今天对我们来说，这真是一个好消息。
And today for us, this is really the good news.
我们的拯救不在于我们摆脱物质，我们脱离物质。
Our salvation does not require us to deny the material world.
上帝能够在物质里面重新更新，跟使这个物质成为更美好。
God is able to show us that He can renew in the material world.
这个是值得我们喜悦的，这个是值得我们赞赏。
This is something that we should be joyful about, that we should be praised, that we should give praise to God.
虽然我们继续面对我们在这个物质界的这个危机。
Today, as we continue to face the crisis in our global world.
但是让我们记得上帝。创造这一切，上帝也要拯救这一切，让我们改变心态，我们重新好好对待我们这一生，对待这一个世界，跟对待我们一切的物质。
God created this world, He will save this world. Let us use the right attitude to face our material world, our global world, and our possessions.
叫人在我们的身上能够看见上帝。
So that others may also see God in us.
正如当年耶稣基督已经做成了。
Just as Jesus has accomplished in these days.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你仍旧来到我们的当中，更感谢你选择以人的方式向我们显示。感谢你的爱子一生做人，哪怕就是那么的短暂， 也一生每一天靠主你所赐的灵粮跟每日所赐的粮来过日子，叫我们重新懂得怎么样看待我们这个被造界，看待这短暂，看待这些物质。天父，我们为着我们所拥有的向你感谢，也为着我们过去所成就的向你感谢，也但求天父你让我们不奢华不滥用，我们真的是尽前在你的面前恭恭敬敬以感恩的心来领受主你所赐的这一切，并让这一切成为荣耀你，更让你自己美好的生命彰显。你的爱子已经为我们完成，也为我们活出这样的一个榜样。但愿今天我主耶稣基督成肉身诞生在我们当中，好叫我们这肉身今天开始都将身体献上，当作活祭，向着你而活。我们将感谢祈求，奉主。
Willkommen, werter Schatz, willkommen, werter Schatz, willkommen, werter Schatz, willkommen, willkommen, werter Schatz, willkommen, willkommen, Schatz, werter Schatz, willkommen, willkommen.Willkommen, willkommen, werter Schatz. Die Licht und Glauben, die Licht und Glauben, die Licht und Glauben, mache Platz.Die Liebe und Glaube mache Platz vor dir in meinem Herzen rein. Gib bei mir ein, gib bei mir ein. Vor dir in meinem Herzen rein, gib bei mir ein.Willkommen, willkommen, werter Schatz.Willkommen, werter Schatz, willkommen, werter Schatz. Die Lied und Glauben, die Lied und Glauben, die Lied und Glauben, mache Platz, die Lied und Glauben, mache Platz, vor dir in meinen Herzen rein.Bei mir ein und glaube, die Liebe und glaube, mache Platz in meinen Herzen rein. Sieh bei mir ein, sieh bei mir ein, sieh bei mir ein, sieh bei mir ein, werte Schatz, sieh bei mir ein.Willkommen, werter Schatz, lieber mein